This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in right now. We're about to be going back to Alex Jones with Sargon of Akkad. And so you're not going to want to miss that. But, you know, one of the major roles of InfoWars is to point out the elephant in the room, crapping all over everything that nobody else wants to touch. Now, you can reach your own conclusions as to why we have to do that, but that's our role. I'm not even seeing any media coverage today, just from monitoring mainstream news, cable news, everything. I mean, the Drudge Report has some stuff on it, but for the most part, this is going pretty much uncovered today. I mean, the New York Times did cover it, but it's not really getting much press attention. What am I talking about? 30 women testifying today in front of a judge to the crimes of Jeffrey Epstein and the industrial level sex trafficking pedophile network that he was running. I mean, this story is so crazy, folks. You know, it came out that Epstein's butler took very, very detailed notes in his own little black book, if you will, on Epstein's behavior and practices and everything. And when he brought that to the federal government, the butler ended up going to jail. So Epstein is running around a total FBI informant protected by the federal government, running an industrial level pedophile ring, sex orgy island, and all the crap that's going on. That's all real. That's on record. That's not hearsay. That's not he said, she said. This is known. This has been known. This has been convicted charges against Epstein. But so where's the media? Now, let's recall, you had a doddering, seeming like an MK Ultra victim, just sucked on a helium balloon, Christine Blasey Ford.
Brett Kavanaugh and five of his friends gang raped me at a party. I don't know when or where or who I was at the time. But it was Kavanaugh, and he can't be on the Supreme Court because he raped me. I know it was him.
So that's totally fraudulent. But it gets all the media attention. Every cable news network covering it. Highlights across primetime news. International news. Everything. Christine Blasey Ford, who sounds like she just sucked down a whole helium balloon, and doesn't even seem all there, kind of a mental fop. That's the biggest story ever. A bunch of hearsay, nonsense, nothing on record, all politically motivated. Total fake news. But it gets all the attention, right? Now you have 30 women testifying against a convicted sex trafficker, a convicted pedophile running industrial level pedophile sex networks, and no media coverage, nothing on cable news, nothing on Fox, nothing on CNN, nothing on MSNBC, nothing on all the alphabet news agencies, nothing, nothing. Christine Blasey Ford?
Brett Kavanaugh raped me at a party.
Everyone covers it. Total fake news. Real news, industrial level pedophile networks, industrial level sex trafficking, convicted charges, 30 women testifying in court in front of a judge, and what do you get? Nothing. And if that isn't the absolute state of the American media, if that isn't the absolute state of the American media, I don't know what is. Christine Blasey Ford, a helium balloon in a wig, gets all the press attention. 30 women testifying against a convicted pedophile sex trafficker, and the news won't even mention it. Why? Because Epstein had top Democrats and elites on his list.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Sargon Akkad, also known as Carl, has millions and millions of followers on YouTube and other platforms. He's also been deplatformed some places. And he's with us right now in studio to just talk about the world, the place it's in right now, and where he thinks these revolutions of populism versus, what would you call it, globalism are going. Thanks for coming to the studio with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Been a fan of your work for a while.
Thank you. Same.
So, first off, your handle, Sargon, where does that name come from?
It comes from a Middle Eastern emperor. I didn't think anything was ever going to come of anything when I first started uploading videos to YouTube. And so I just used it because it was the tag that I used when I was playing video games online. Completely inauspicious, no thought put into it whatsoever. And if I could go back and redo it, I'd just use my real name.
Well, it's good to have you here with us.
Thank you.
You were on yesterday, did a great job with Owen Schroyer, covered some of the big breaking news, but commercial free here right now. What do you want to get into today? What's front and center for you?
Well, at the moment, I'm doing a part two to the Jeffrey Epstein video I just did. These are taking quite a lot of time because there's a lot of stuff happening and a lot of strange information coming out about the whole case. The fact that he had broken bones in his throat that were broken in such a way as to indicate that it was most likely strangling rather than choking on a paper-thin bit of sheet from his bunk bed. That's particularly interesting to me because, and especially since his cellmate was moved out of the cell the day before he died and all of this. It's all very, very suspect.
But we're hearing from the new attorney general that, oh, it probably was suicide. I mean, yes. I find that very, very suspicious when Epstein told people that the previous cellmate had tried to basically kill him. He told people that he feared for his life. And then to just have the media say it's a conspiracy theory out of the gates to question it, that just doesn't hold water.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they have much room to call people conspiracy theorists after the whole Russia thing, but I agree. There is definitely something to this, and there is definitely, it's definitely easier for them if it just goes away.
Where do you, at a gut level, and I know you're not a guy that even theorizes, you just go with the facts, that you pride yourself on that, eloquently so, but I mean, gut level, if you had to just dead reckon, where is this going? I mean, I see it as another bellwether of the collapse of confidence in the system.
I think that, I mean, personally, if I would speculate or hypothesize, I would suggest that Epstein was using his particular interest in sex trafficking young girls in order to create a very deep network of connections with very powerful and high-profile people, including people like Matt Groening and from The Simpsons and things like this. I mean, I don't know why he was doing it, but it seems that that's the sort of thing that he was facilitating.
Well, I happen to know what he was was doing. I mean, he was heading up as one of the main promoters of this eugenics institute that was set up by the Rockefellers and others inside the Albert Einstein Institute.
Right.
And a lot of this, I covered it 10, 12 years ago when it came out in ABC News, London Guardian, that he was in there quarterbacking and organizing these meetings that were, quote, creating an alternative world government for depopulation.
Behind closed doors on this New York campus, a secret gathering of some of the world's most powerful people. Gates, Buffett, Bloomberg, Winfrey. Together with others at the meeting, including George Soros, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, they're worth more than $125 billion.
That much money, that much power around one table. It begs the question, what were they doing? What were they scheming?
The new Superman and Wonder Woman. The super rich friends. Not fighting bad guys, but fighting for good nonetheless.
I haven't been able to find anything about that, but there was a report that he apparently wished to seed the human race with his genes.
Yes.
Which is particularly strange.
Well, after we're off air today,
yeah.
And since this isn't live, I may just add it in post.
Yeah.
We have the articles out of The Guardian, ABC News, you name it, where the group that he was one of the main heads of was organizing an alternate world government and a plan for depopulation. Bill and Melinda Gates went.
Right.
A bunch of other people would Oprah Winfrey.
Well, the population control is something that they are concerned about because of climate change, isn't it? They think that this is, and they're not wrong either, that it's creating climate change as far as they're concerned. But this is not in Western countries. Western countries are on form with this sort of thing because we're actually concerned about it. But places like China and India just don't care. And there's no way that we can compel them to care about the amount of pollutants they're putting out of the atmosphere. So
I watched just last night an old, like, 3-4-year-old documentary by RT Documentaries that was showing shipwrecking in India and how these people are treated worse than slaves 500 years ago. And how they're paid $3 a day, no health care, no nothing. It was just nightmarish.
Yeah, it's that's the neoliberal corporate consensus for you. It's okay to exploit these people in foreign countries as long as Nike gets to produce shoes at ridiculously cheap prices that Colin Kaepernick can get offended over.
How did we, as a nation, it seems, stop caring about slave labor or goods being produced by slaves and then embrace communist China, not care about total surveillance grids? I mean, it just seems like during the Obama era, there seemed to be a point where we went off a cliff where we just didn't even pay lip service to basic Western values anymore.
It's quite wild, isn't it? Because after Edward Snowden and the rest showed that we were having everything surveilled, everyone just carried on as if it wasn't happening. I mean, it's still going on, and no one complains. It just is normal now. It's just part of reality that everything you say on the internet or for our phones or anything. I mean, like, Facebook the other day was revealed to be transcribing, paying contractors to transcribe voice calls made over Facebook. Why?
Well, Paul Watson and I, in 2005, found corporate prospectuses put out by Google to shareholders that they were listening over microphones and sending it back to corporate headquarters and then designing advertising programs for people.
Yeah.
But we were called conspiracy theorists, even though we had the corporate document directly from them. So, see, that's really old news, but now it's coming out. Now it's coming out that fluoride is causing lower IQs. Now it's coming out that sulfur radiation is giving people cancer. I mean, I think that's all pretty much settled. So the question is, what do you think happens next?
I mean, the least scary option is that this is just a marketing ploy, because one of the things that people notice, and you see a lot of people talking about, if go in front of your Alexa or something and start talking about something that you've never mentioned before, some weird foreign product or something like that, and you'll see it in your Facebook recommendations or the adverts, you know, the tailored advertising. So there definitely is something going on there.
Well, they admit they're doing that.
Well, yeah, but hopefully it's just for advertising. Hopefully it's just trying to get money out of you. That's the least nefarious thing that they could be doing.
Well, sure, that's just the Trojan horse itself, but it's all really about total power, total surveillance, and that's why Facebook's now saying, whatever you do, even outside of Facebook, we're monitoring it, and we will affect your social credit score if you don't behave and do what we want for even stuff you did in the past that we may later change and say is now politically incorrect.
Well, yeah, that's what happened to me with Patreon. I wasn't using Patreon when I was arguing with Nazis, incidentally, and that was what got me banned from Patreon. So, yeah, they are laying claim to your behavior off of their platforms, which is rather terrifying.
You brought up Epstein first, and then I kind of took you down a rabbit trail. Yeah. What else on your radar screen? What would you say your core issues are that made you so successful and so famous online and so loved by a lot of people and then made the left jealous of you? I mean, is it because you were able to convince the left, because I wouldn't call you a right winger? Or how would you describe yourself and what are your main tenets?
I'm an English liberal, so I guess you'd call me a centrist over here. I think that the right has some things that are correct and the left has some things that are correct. But the problem is at the moment, the right has committed to its Republican values, but the left has failed to acknowledge that these are worthy values, and they've actually decided that radical left-wing values, socialism and communism, are actually more morally superior. And so they've shifted dramatically to the left. There's lots of studies and data that show this.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
American politics, but politics across the English-speaking world, where the right and the left, the right is still using the original sort of classically liberal values that our countries are founded on, whereas the left has decided that no, they're a revolutionary force. They don't agree with the right-wing values. In fact, they are white supremacy, they are racist, and that's because they don't produce the exact equal outcome that the left is looking for.
We're going to play this clip right now, and when we come back, I'll get your response to it. This is CNN over the weekend saying that Donald Trump has killed more people than Hitler, Stalin, and other dictators combined. Here it is.
Well, I think that medicalizing politics has three very dire consequences. The first is that it stigmatizes the mentally ill. I've known thousands of patients. Almost all of them have been well-behaved, well-mannered, good people. Trump is none of these. Lumping the mentally ill with Trump is a terrible insult to the mentally ill, and they have enough problems and stigma as it is. The second issue is that calling Trump crazy hides the fact that we're crazy for having elected him, and even crazier for allowing his crazy policies to persist. Trump is as destructive a person in this century as Hitler, Stalin, and Mao were in the last century. He may be responsible for many more million deaths than they were. He needs to be contained, but he needs to be contained by attacking his policies, not his person.
Now, the full clip's 5 minutes long. It's up on InfoWars.com if you'd like to go watch it. They didn't challenge him. They let him continue to go on with a statement that is, talk about insane. It is the biggest lie yet I've seen from mainstream media. And now it's obviously only going to be a new milestone on the frontier, a new record to be broken. Obviously, Hitler killed more than 20 million people, Stalin tens of millions, Lenin tens of millions. The Chinese government itself says over 100 million people died during the last 70 years of what they've been doing in their experiment. How do you respond to a statement like that, and where do you think that means we're going?
It's idiotic. It's really idiotic. Donald Trump doesn't have an agenda to kill millions of people. I don't think he's going to do it accidentally. And I find it very interesting how he begins with, oh, we shouldn't, what was it, medicalize or something like that, our politics or our news, and then goes on to do exactly that, bring Donald Trump's mental health into question, which seems really irresponsible to me, because I'm sure that psychologists say that you've got to have a one-on-one, at least some sort of one-on-one time with the person.
It's called the Goldwater Rule.
Is that right? There we go. And so for him to then,
you actually lose your license for it.
Really? I didn't know that. But and so for him to then and go and do it in such a blasé fashion, it's actually quite incredible. It's like, doesn't he realize that that's what he's doing? Doesn't he realize that there are going to be millions of people watching that thinking, well, you just did it?
Oh, that's it. Because if you, like you said, study basic psychology, they're saying that we're Nazis and that we're invoking war and civil war and death, but they're saying that we are that, and weak-minded people are going to then respond as if they're fighting Hitler, and it's going to bring the very thing they say they're fighting. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, it's a deliberate kind of radicalization. Although I don't know how much they know, how much they're self-aware about this, but the leftists are radicalizing, and they are consciously aware that they're doing it, I think. I think that they have come to the point where they've delegitimized right-wing morality and the right-wing worldview to the point where they just see nothing legitimate in it, and all good is with them and all bad is with you.
Well, that was my next question that I interrupted it with another. The radicalization, you read the WikiLeaks from Hillary, they said we've got to have more culture war, that's the answer. Clearly all the race baiting and all the sexist demonization and all of this culture war, divide and conquer, hasn't worked, so they're going to keep upping it. But I mean, at what point do they have to stop? Because at a certain point, they're going to foment so much violence. At a certain point, it's going to get out of hand. And clearly, that's where they're pushing. But it hasn't worked so far. So where do you think it's going?
I don't really want to speculate for fear of pushing the cart further down the tracks. It's not good. It's not good to declare half of the population to be the enemy, to declare them to be racist, to declare them to be white supremacists. There should be some compassion for your fellow countrymen. I mean, if you don't agree on at least something about your nation, then how can you continue to be a nation? This is the real problem. Like, for example, I mean, the open border stuff I find most pernicious, because if you go back to like the 90s, listen to Bill Clinton building a wall and deporting, and Obama deporting immigrants, illegal immigrants. That's normal.
And let's be clear. We've got Obama just 4 years ago, sir.
Yeah, it's not even long.
We got Nancy Pelosi 5 years ago.
Yeah, the radicalization of the left has happened really, really quickly because the resistance to the arguments that they were making has just collapsed in left-wing politics, and so they're just shooting as far left as they can now. The Republicans are staying fairly moderate because the Democrats have never excised the radical leftists from their own party. This thing, the Republicans do not let the Nazis in. They do not let the Richard Spencers in. You know, they actually reject it actively. Whereas the leftists at this point are just embracing the communists and embracing the socialists.
And they've even embraced MS-13, like earlier this year, Nancy Pelosi saying, oh no, they're all God's children.
Did she?
Oh, yeah, she would not condemn MS-13.
She wouldn't condemn MS-13.
Yeah, she said we're all God's children.
Well, I mean, I suppose that's true. I suppose, in a way, even MS-13 are God's children.
But what I'm saying is it proves your point that it's just a coalition of lawless crazies. I mean, look at Antifa.
It is wild, yeah. And Antifa get an amazing amount of coverage and defense from the media as well. And the argument is always, well, Antifa haven't killed anyone. Well, honestly, I think that's generally because the leftists are just less proficient. I think that when they're hitting people and, you know, attacking them, trying to blow up ICE facilities and things like that, I don't think it's a lack of intent that's the problem. I think it's a lack of proficiency.
Well, you just answered my next question. Why do you think the left all over the world, not just here, is following the same playbook of lying and violence and stirring people up and bullying? And A, why are they doing it? I think you just answered it. They're desperate. But B, don't they know historically that will actually harden people against them?
They think that the end justifies the means, and they think that the people who failed before them were just doing it wrong, and that they'll do it better. Jordan Peterson actually really nails it, this, you know, you are not competent enough to enact a system that is as all-controlling as it needs to be to achieve your dream, because they do have a utopian goal in mind, and it's centralizing an entire country, an entire economy, the entire civilization is... It's an arrogant thing to want to do.
Because even if you had computers that could do it, the humans won't be able to program it or control it, and then it removes us from the decision-making process, which will only make us more domesticated.
Well, yeah, but even then, why should we agree with it? You know, why should we, and it is, as you say, you are actually giving up your freedom, your liberty, by allowing that to happen. I don't agree. I think that I should be able to own property. I think that it's not the domain of someone else to take that property off of me, and I don't see why I should give that up.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroeder. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Situation happening right now in Hong Kong.
I'm very worried about what's going to happen in Hong Kong. I'm sure that the protesters, there has been occasion where the protesters have done something that's maybe on the wrong side of the law, like cutting down the monitoring, the facial recognition cameras and things like this. You could argue that this is illegal. Well, I suppose technically it is. But the consequences from the Chinese government are going to be a lot worse than anything the protesters have done or will have been able to justify from what the protesters have done. Frankly, I wouldn't trust the Chinese government at all.
Well, I agree with that statement 100%, and I want to just clarify for viewers, because I've made a study of history because it's so interesting, not so I can sit around and show off, you know, having a general understanding of a wide range of things. Hong Kong, Taiwan, going back to World War II, and the British were there before, and China had all been divided, and then the Japanese invaded and killed probably 10 million, they estimate, Chinese, and then Mao Zedong, the communist, rises, and the left double-crosses the right wing here in the U.S. and actually funds him, and then all the entrepreneur Chinese with Chiang Kai-shek run to Taiwan, run to Hong Kong. So 70 years later, this year, is when Mao took over China, the people that didn't want to be under it fled down to Hong Kong and down to Taiwan. Now the Chinese just finished the biggest bridge in the world a year ago. They're already planning to use it as an invasion force, and they're saying, we're going to secretly arrest you, take you away, get rid of your representative democracy. And so the people are there flying American flags, saying, hey, we know you got independence from the British. We want independence as well. And I see it as very legitimate because they never voted to be part of communist China. It's a dictatorship. And so I don't want to stir them up. I know that certain elements, even Hillary said, okay, we're with the democracy people. Hillary's, sees something to cut away from China now because she knows that's U.S. policy. But so I'm not for regime change, but this isn't regime change. This is an autonomous, free group of people who ran for their lives, their parents, their grandparents 70 years ago. So I can only support what they're doing and their courage and the incredible footage that Paul Watson for InfoWars, the rest of our crew has gotten there has just been just incredible. I know I'm ranting, but...
Oh, no, I mean, no one voted to be part of communist China. That's the problem with it, isn't it? So, I mean, I don't think there's anything good that's going to come of being given to China. No one wants to be ruled by China. No one wants to be part of that system. It genuinely is Orwell's nightmare sprung to life. And now the people of Hong Kong, who have, like you say, for the last 50 or so years, have had liberty in their country, are about to lose that because of a treaty that was like, wasn't it like a 99-year lease or something like that?
Yes.
That's right. So, so often.
And by the way, we're getting old. You're 1949?
Yeah.
To 2019? That's a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And so they're about to lose that.
70 years.
Because, yeah, they're about to lose that because of a treaty that was made before they were even born. And through no fault of their own, and they don't appear to have any democratic means of resisting it. It's really terrible, actually.
Well, like you said, if people think Tiananmen Square was bad, this is going to be explosive. And like you said, they're massing hundreds of thousands of troops, thousands of armored vehicles, and showing drills on TV saying they could invade in the next few weeks.
I'm honestly really worried about what's going to happen.
I've been asking a lot of questions here, but the 20 minutes or so we have left, let's get into an issue that obviously affects everybody watching and listening to this, and that's censorship. But I don't even call this censorship. The documents we've gotten from Google and Facebook and others is it's total information management of what everybody can see. And Eric Schmidt, the former head of Google, said our future goal, he said this in 2013, 2014, is that you'll only get one search when you search something, the correct search that we decide you're supposed to get. He said that on Charlie Rose.
Really?
Yes, very chilling. And that's what horrifies me is people think, oh, it's just Alex Jones, because I know I wasn't that important. They chose me because they could demonize me, build a straw man. Then when I got taken off the air, people say, oh, that's just him. And then the precedent would be set and the whole thing could collapse. And now the dominoes are all going down.
Well, that's the reason I'm here. I mean, it was obviously unjust when you got tanked from absolutely every single platform in a matter of days. And this was obviously a coordinated attack on your liberty, an attack on your free speech. There's no question of it. And if it can happen to you, it can happen to anyone. You were the canary in the coal mine. And then we're seeing it further and further. I mean, like, Paul Joseph Watson got pulled off of Facebook and Instagram for an interview with Tommy Robinson from like 3 years ago or something like this. And then you get Stephen Crowder gets demonetized, his entire channel demonetized, just because some guy at Vox.com didn't like him. And it's like, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. YouTube even said that Crowder had done nothing wrong, but the Twitter mob put pressure on YouTube, and YouTube caved and said, well, we'll demonetize him. And even then, that wasn't good enough. Even then, they were still agitating to get his entire channel, his livelihood taken away. And that's the future that we're looking at, where YouTube caves to angry Twitter mobs. That has to stop.
And expand on that, Facebook a few months ago, they added myself and Paul and a few others to that list. They said they are the most banned, and you can only say their name or website if it's in a negative way to repudiate them. And so they said You can't even say their name or their website unless you're attacking them. So that's social engineering people to attack us.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get banned from Facebook for being on this.
So why did you do it?
Because I think it was the right thing to do. I think it's wrong that you get... it appears to have been some kind of Silicon Valley collusion. And we know that this goes on because Jack Conte blabbed in his interview with Dave Rubin that they do this. And so you can essentially say, well, there is a cabal of people who are like acting like a moral mafia who think that they get to be the ones who gatekeep who gets to speak and who doesn't. And I don't think that's acceptable. I think that has to change. I mean, I'm actually on a Facebook watch list as well, because one of the things, and this was, again, just wonderful, I had given a neutral representation of one of the Proud Boys, and that was considered to be favorable to the Proud Boys. And it's like, well, your very definition was I gave them a neutral hearing, and you're calling that favorable coverage. Then we can't even carry on, can we?
It's because they want to demonize a group, strawman them, and they don't want the real thing to be heard.
Well, I think it's more about partisan politics. I think it's because we generally oppose the sort of radical left progressive consensus, and they know it, and they know that we've got a way of essentially undermining them by just speaking. And if they can't win by speaking, they're going to have to win by force, because to them, the ends justify the means. You can hear this from, like, Tim Cook of Apple speaking, how they've got an almost evangelical ethical agenda from the radical left, and they're going to pursue it because they have the power, and they have what they can considered to be the moral justification. And if we oppose them, if we have a different moral framework, then we have to go.
And you're so right. Make no mistake that this is force. This is violence. As Mao said, political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. Well, It's very violent to shut people out of the communication system. It's very violent to do it in a concerted effort with a global social credit score where even the Chinese admit it's meant to starve you to death and make it where you can't walk 2 feet outside your door. Those are quotes from the government. If you don't submit to the behavior we want. Well, even once you submit to that, now they can tighten the noose and make you submit to more and more and more. So you have a lot of courage coming on the broadcast. And I think it's fair to say, because I asked you this when I met you, I said, I'm a fan of yours. I've asked you on for years. You wouldn't come on. Why is that? And you explained it, but then you said, but things have gotten so dark. I've now got to do the right thing, basically as a man, and stand up and say it's wrong because that's the moral thing to do. So, why don't you elaborate on what you said before you came on air?
No, that's exactly it. I think that we can't play favorites now. We can't turn up our noses just because we might not like a person or what they say or the things they stand for. I mean, this is the thing with the alt-right, the actual sort of far-right Nazi types. Like, I've debated against all of them, and I don't think any of them should be deplatformed. It's better to have them in the daylight where we can see them and what they're saying and what they're doing, so we can actually try and draw people away from their movement, because if they're actually off somewhere else and we don't even know where they are, we don't know what they're saying, we don't know who they're talking to, we don't know how they're organizing. It shouldn't be too much of a surprise when terrible things happen. It would be sensible for us to have these things in the light so we can say, look, this is how ridiculous they are, and they can become fools. And this actually happened in the UK as well. So there was a very, very far-right party called the British National Party. They were given a platform in 2011 on Question Time. It's a big TV program in the UK. And Nick Griffin was the leader of it. Until then, he was kind of a shadowy figure, a dark name. Nobody really knew, you know, that there was a kind of, an allure. And then he went on Question Time and just got revealed to be the massive bigot that he was. And it destroyed his party. It destroyed them. And that's what we need to do with...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified this election cycle.
A guy named Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
InfoWars.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
One of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
The conspiracy du jour, Hillary Clinton is harboring a secret medical condition.
He just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex?
I heard it on Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign, but changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
And this really, this is so disgusting.
The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
It goes right from Alex Jones, and it shows up in Donald Trump's mouth.
Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama.
Very fringe of the conspiracy movement like Alex Jones are being kind of incorporated into the campaign.
If Trump gets elected, he's going to be Secretary of Defense.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Bill Clinton is a rapist at InfoWars.com.
Bill Clinton is a rapist!
Bill Clinton is a rapist. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
The New World Order sends its regards.
Are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The right wing smear machine.
I don't mind people criticizing me. That's why I wanted to say that on air. But I don't want to split hairs, but the media will spin this. to be clear, I really like what you say and do, and I understand that they can edit what I've said out of context. If you do, you know, 30 hours of stuff a week, you're going to say some things, even when you're joking, that come off like a train wreck. And certainly some of the things I've said are wrong or you know, came out wrong with the years. But I think what you were saying, honestly, was the caricature they created of you was so clownish, the straw man, that if I got involved with you, that would taint me really trying to reach out to the intellectual class and successfully get them to come back to classical liberalism. But now things have gotten so dark that it's time to throw my lot even in with the heretic, because we're all the heretics now.
Yeah, there's no distinction being drawn. I mean, this has been something that's been warned about for quite some time, but that's absolutely correct. There is no distinction being drawn anymore. You say that you know, people can take you out of context and things like this. Well, recently there was a website put up that was a deep fake algorithm about Jordan Peterson that could very convincingly get him to apparently say whatever he wanted him to say.
Apparently it's a program, because they've been putting my words in his mouth, and I saw this,
yeah,
and it was frightening. The audio was him.
But, I mean, people were quite annoyed that Jordan Peterson was thinking about taking legal action, but, I mean, in his position, I can see why he would be really upset by this and wants to do something.
Kelly did that to me, but she took a real interview about her funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS in the Middle East, and I said, I don't know if she's really killing kids in basements like they say, but I know that she's funded the groups that have gone and killed hundreds of thousands of people, tens of thousands of children, many of them raped to death, a little girl raped to death by 100 men. So I said, Hillary Clinton is killing children. She played that when she was still at Fox with the guy from the pizza place and said to him, what do you think of what he just said about you? And, of course, the guy didn't know, but it was edited audio. We have the video. We put the raw video up and then showed how they edited it. People flipped out. It got like 5 million views. Here's the problem. I'm off YouTube now. So that's gone. So now they're saying it again. Think of the magnitude of that.
Yeah. Control of information is a very important thing, and you should be able to control the information that you put out.
So Megyn Kelly did a deep fake on me.
Well, no, you can't.
It wasn't done with a computer. Yeah, it was done by editing.
The term deepfake specifically means computer-generated algorithm. So we can't say that. For that, it was just false editing. It's just taking out of context.
But isn't that an organic form of deepfake?
Well, yeah, it's the same principle. It's still a lie by omission.
Saying Trump said all Mexicans are criminals. He never said that.
He didn't say that. No, it's still a lie. It's still fake news. I mean, you know.
No, you're technically right. It's not a deep fake.
I was always different methods of creating fake news, and they're all pernicious.
Well, getting back to, like, say, the Nazis. It's come out in court that most of these Nazi groups, going back to Elohim City in the mid-90s in Oklahoma, are actually run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're actually run by foundations. All the guys, of the 10 leaders, five of them at Charlottesville, work for Obama or Hillary the year before, and then suddenly they become Nazi leaders. I mean, come on.
I don't know anything about that, but it is possible that they changed opinions and changed sides. So I'm not going to rule it out, but I don't know anything about that.
Well, here's an example. London Guardian reports that most of the Nazi attacks going on in the 90s and stuff, back when the Guardian was still real, were actually German secret police.
Really?
But they were staging false flags themselves.
Right, because you do get people like, there's a chap called Baked Alaska, who worked for BuzzFeed and was a leftist and then joined the alt-right. So, but the thing is, this harks back to a lot of intellectuals were saying around the 1930s, is that there's not very much difference between a communist and a Nazi. It's actually not a dramatic shift in ideology.
Well, you're right. Whenever I see, who's the guy that's the leader, and they said it's okay to punch a Nazi, and I don't agree with that, but what's his name? I always forget his name.
Which one? Richard Spencer.
Yeah, Richard Spencer.
He's basically a progressive, yeah.
I've seen interviews with him, and he's like, I want national socialism. I America sucks, and he just sounds like a leptist.
Well, yeah, he wants, you know, universal health care, and you know, he doesn't want open borders. So I suppose that's one thing. But yeah, in many ways, he is very, very similar to a leftist. I think he has actually called himself a progressive before. So
in an interview I saw, but he's wearing like a 1930s outfit.
Yes, he's very deaf, very posh, very soft.
Well, you know, you're here in the United States. We've been flattered to have you in studio. We've got about 10 minutes left. I want to get as much out of you as I can, because you're a fascinating guy.
Thank you.
I don't see how they were able to take you off some platforms already, because when I watch your shows, I mean, you're well-spoken, very friendly guy. Like you said, you sound like a liberal professor 30 years ago. So the fact that they want you off the air just shows how insane the left has become.
I think really it's down to efficacy. I think if I had a platform with like five viewers or something, they wouldn't care. I think it's the fact that I have a large audience, and but most importantly, I'm directly opposing progressivism as an ideology, because I think that is the root of the problems here, and it, like the radical leftism that is slipped in under the guise of progressivism. I think I'm quite effective at challenging this, and I think that's the problem.
So obviously this is your day job now, but personally, when you started out and didn't know you'd get, you know, 50 million viewers a month or whatever, what were you doing then? What made you get engaged? What were you thinking this YouTube channel would do?
Honestly, I didn't have any plan for it whatsoever, which is why I ended up with the name Sarkin of a Cad. I'd been working for the government research councils in Britain, and I lost that job for whatever reason, and I was unemployed and looking for other jobs, and I was just annoyed at the things that I was seeing in the news, and I thought, well, you know, I'd registered a YouTube account like 3 years prior just so I could follow some videos that I was interested in, and so I just thought, oh, I'll upload one and talk about the things I'm concerned about talking about, and here we are.
That was that funny one you did about the humble water filter merch.
That wasn't my meme. I stole that. But man, when you did the gay frogs thing, I read through it and I was like, well, that's true. That's actually a true thing. The question wasn't whether it was telling the frogs gay, it's who was doing it and why. And it was really corporate laziness, not like a government conspiracy.
But they're directly pushing to do this to young boys for depopulation.
Well, the radical left certainly are. I don't know whether it's for depopulation, that's the thing. But, I mean, they're probably...
Well, they're running around trying to chop young boys' balls off like, yeah, you know, the old-fashioned Native Americans wanted to have scalps.
Yes, yes. The radical left actually do hate masculinity. And they
Let's talk about that some. Because this war on masculinity...
Yes.
And it's not empowering women. What's behind it? Where's it going?
It's... Because the radical left has been it's a feminist movement, and they're all calling themselves feminists. They're very open about it. They think that masculinity is toxic. They think it's the cause of the suffering that women have to endure, and therefore the solution is to feminize men. And that's actually not healthy for men. It turns them weird. It makes them unhappy.
Well, and also statistically, women really don't like that. So all these women that have the liberal beta cut husband, she's out having sex all day with the alpha males, and then meanwhile now they even wear shirts that say I'm a cuck.
Yes, so now they. That was the recent Antifa protest in Portland. He had a shirt that said beta cuck for life. That's unironically true.
It was actually clothing line. People thought it was a joke.
Yep. But that is true. That is absolutely true. But, I mean, only 8% of America and about roughly 9% of Britain are radical left-wing activists. In my country, about 35% of people are actively opposed to feminism rather than just like them. It's not that they're not feminists, is they oppose feminism. Like, there is a much broader section of the population that is opposed to this. And a part of it is, as you say, women are attracted to masculinity. They do like masculine men. They don't tend to go for feminine men. I don't know why I have to say that. It seems obvious, doesn't it? But that's the reality of it, and you can see by the polling, and yet the feminists are not happy about this. But the whole drive behind all of it is down to equality.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.